You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, there are many fabulous ways you can support a cause that's close to your heart. You could take on a local half marathon, jump out of a plane, or, as is in the case of Josephine Bolter, create a nude calendar to challenge the stigma surrounding vision loss and also raise funds for a good cause. Now, Josephine, or should I say Miss August and November, is joining us now. It's so lovely to chat with you, Josephine.
Hello, Pauline. Thank you for having me on.
Now, such an interesting, unique idea. What inspired it?
It's lots of little things, really, but it was the patronisation from people that mean well, that are very kind, but they just assume that you're helpless and, you know, they treat you a bit like a victim. And I'm not a victim. All the ladies and gents that I know who have sight loss and hearing loss, we're not victims. You know, we just get on with it. And I wanted to show that. I wanted to show that we're real women, real lives, real families, you know, real education. And we just get on with it. And I thought, what's a fun way to show people where we don't get patronised?
That's the thing, because I feel like when it comes to sight loss or any sort of, you know, disability, people tend to often forget that people who have disabilities are still attractive. They want to feel attractive. They want to be considered, you know, good looking or fun or creative. And I feel like a nude calendar really embraces all of those concepts, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, my husband's friends always say when we go somewhere and we turn up, they always go, oh, here comes the entertainment. So, you know, so it's, I like to have fun. I like to enjoy myself. I don't like to wallow. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do wallow occasionally. I have my moments, but most of the time I don't.
And you don't want people to perhaps think that, you know, your sight loss is the first thing that's most important about you.
Exactly. And unless you know me, unless I tell you, you wouldn't know. You know, it's only when I walk into something or I knock my wine glass over, or then they go, oh, you're okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then it comes up in conversation. And I've never had a problem talking about it. It doesn't bother me in the slightest talking about it. That's how you educate people. You know, I think that's really important. Ask questions and I will tell you the answer. I really don't mind. But I also don't like being treated like a toddler.
And speaking of educating, you're actually using the nude calendar to talk a little bit about different sight conditions, because there's a bit of a twist to how it's presented.
Yeah, because when you tell somebody I'm registered severely sight impaired, which is same as legally blind, when you say that to somebody, they assume you don't see anything. And there are so many different sight conditions. Even somebody with the same sight conditions I have sees differently to me. Everybody, you know, has different symptoms, different vision, visual acuity and things like that. So it's showing everybody that just because I'm severely sight impaired doesn't mean I don't have any useful vision at all. I have little useful vision and I use it very well. But I wanted them to see that there's lots of conditions out there and we all just get on with it.
And I think you present the conditions by adding those little imitations of what every person's or every model's sight condition looks like. That's, I know usually with a new calendar, maybe you have an object or you hide behind something, but in this case, you actually use those simulations of sight conditions to kind of blur out the, you know, more private areas.
Yes, it was definitely, you know, covering up your modesty. That was very important. But when people say, well, what can you actually see? That's a very difficult question to answer for anybody in my situation, because every day is different. So it'd be nice to go, well, actually, look, this is what I can actually see and this is what I can't see. So when you see me struggling, this is why.
And now you can just pull out your calendar and be like, there you go. This is what I see.
Exactly. And the photographer was amazing. He was so good at, he listened to us all and he edited it and then sent them. And then if it wasn't right, he fixed it again. Nothing was too much trouble for him. He was so lovely.
How did you feel on the photo shoot day? Because obviously it's quite a different photo shoot when you feel vulnerable, but perhaps maybe also empowered.
Yeah, I felt we were all very nervous, very, very nervous. You know, we're all women of a certain age. You know, we don't have our 20-year-old bodies anymore. So, you know, and I mean, I don't even put a swimming costume on in public. I'm so sort of self-conscious like that. So it was a big deal for all of us. But I did have a pint of wine. So that did help.
And did it take you a lot?
I asked James Brown at the hotel where the photo shoot was. I said, can we open the bar? He said, it's 11:15. I said, I didn't ask you what the time was. I asked you if we could open the bar. He said, yes, no problem. So I said to the lady, I'm going to the bar. And anybody want anything? And I thought, oh, I'll have a latte or I'll have a cup of tea. I said, what are you having? I said, I'm having wine. And suddenly, oh, yeah, well, I'll have a gin and tonic. Oh, I'll have a cider. Suddenly, we were all like, yeah, okay, it's fine. It's allowed today. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And did it take you a long time to relax? Because you mentioned that the photographer was quite nice to work with. So did he put you at ease quite quickly?
Yeah, he was so respectful. I mean, we had a chaperone, two friends of mine, Hannah and Anna. They were our chaperones for the day. So, you know, they were with us to make sure, you know, in case we were shown a little bit we shouldn't, they were made sure we were covered where we should be. And, you know, and he came in the room or outside, wherever the photograph was being taken, wherever we chose. He either stood outside the room till we got ready, or he was in the room and he had his back to us until we got comfortable. And then he just took the pictures and then turned around again when we covered ourselves up. He was amazing.
And I know you had one photo that I think at least one photo you took as a group, right? How was that doing it all together?
Oh, that was great. We sat with the chairs backwards, so the back of the chair was covering the front of our bodies, and we all had nothing on at all. And then our chaperones had the job of making sure that the netting on the back of the chairs was in perfect position, so nothing was showing that shouldn't.
And you were outside
But that
as
was
well?
fun. We were outside, but in a beautiful garden, beautiful fountain. So yeah, we were outside, and I mean, it was May. It wasn't cold. I think our nerves were keeping us warm.
Now, you are also using this. So it's called the Western Supermare Blind Naked Calendar 2026. And you're also using it to raise some funds for Deaf Blind UK. Why did you choose this particular charity?
Ever since I was diagnosed, I mean, it's been 10 years for me, so I'm a baby really in this field. But when since I was diagnosed, Deaf Blind UK, the support I've had from them, and not just with my sight loss, I've had counselling from them for bereavement. I get a call from them every month to check up on me, and we all do. Everybody who's a member, you know, you get a birthday card and a Christmas card, and that doesn't sound a lot to somebody, but that connection, that means the world. They phone you and see if you need anything. Are you okay? Can we help? Do you need advice? It's that just honestly, you can't fault their support. So it was so nice to do it for a charity that I could say, well, yeah, you know what? They've made a difference to me. They've made a huge difference in my life with the support they've given me. So it's nice to be able to give them something back.
And I'm just curious, after having, I guess, the photo shoot experience, is that something you would recommend for someone to maybe do? It doesn't have to be, you know, naked, but perhaps you do get some really nice photo shoots. Do you think it would be something that could maybe help boost someone's confidence?
Oh, we all felt amazing. We had our hair done and our makeup done. And I'd like to say that I got everything provided free of charge. The Batch Country House Hotel in Limpsham, they provided the venue for free of charge. The photographer worked free of charge. Our makeup artist, Wesley Webber, worked free of charge. Our hairdresser, Eula Gilbert, worked free of charge. Our chaperones took days off work to work free of charge. So the only cost to the charity was to print the calendar, and that was what I wanted. But the photo shoot, we all felt so amazing afterwards. It was so liberating. Honestly, anybody, if you get the chance, naked or otherwise, just do it. You will feel amazing. It gives you so much confidence.
And for anyone that's perhaps listening to this conversation and they're thinking, gosh, I want to get my hands on this calendar, how do we do that?
Go on to Deaf Blind UK Naked Calendar. If you type that into your search bar, it will come up automatically, and then just follow the link. And please, I applaud everybody. Please buy one. I'd love to raise as much money as possible for this charity and get the word out about, you know, who we are and how we live, and, you know, raise awareness of the sight loss that we all suffer from, that is just part of who we are.
And perhaps look at sight loss in a completely different light, and perhaps consider the more, you know, fun side of your personality, and that you can still have a full life with some very interesting, I guess, activities you're up to.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm a really fortunate dual sensory loss person. I also have a physical disability. I drive a mobility scooter. I've had that for 20 years now, and but I'm really fortunate. I'm surrounded by family and friends that would do anything for me at any time. I could sit on my sofa all day, every day, and do nothing, and they would do everything for me. And a lot of people don't have that, so I do know how fortunate I am. I don't live like that. I live a full life. But I do have, you know, I do have that support that a lot of people don't have. So that really helps me be independent and get on with things. And it's nice that other people see that. And the biggest thing is, I wanted to be an example to my children to say that life throws these things at you. You know, you either accept it, deal with it, and find a way to live, or you give up. they're your choices, and I will never give up, and I want my children to see that, because they will, as they get older, they will have things thrown at them like everybody does, and I want to lead by example, you know.
Well, Josephine, they're very wise words, but I have to ask a follow-up question. How did your kids take the news when you broke the news that you're going to do a naked calendar?
Well, my daughter's at secondary school, and she said, "Oh, my friends are going to see you naked." I said, "Yes, most likely, darling." And my son's at university, and the university he's at, I've done an interview with the university press there, so it's all over his university news. So, but they're really proud. They are really, really proud. They keep saying, "I was so proud of you, Mum," and that's amazing. That's a lovely feeling.
Well, Josephine, I loved chatting with you, and I know you're super busy. We are chatting a little bit before the interview. You have so many things you're doing today, so I don't want
Yes.
to keep you any longer, but thank you so much for speaking with us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Paul, and I appreciate you giving me the time.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.